When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Iceberg Recap, your home for Pittsburgh Penguins game recaps and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from. It is a victory day for the Pittsburgh Penguins. They finally get their first win of the season in their second game of the season, taking down the Washington Capitals in their opener 4-0 at Capital One Arena. Solid game for the Pittsburgh Penguins through and through, the complete antithesis of what we saw on Tuesday night against the Chicago Blackhawks. Good for the Pittsburgh Penguins to get on the winning side. Good for the Pittsburgh Penguins to get off the goose egg on the season. Now 1-1-0 after a solid performance against their bitter rivals. Let's jump right into the goal recap here, because the Pittsburgh Penguins, they controlled it all. First period went scoreless. The Capitals came out and looked good really early on. Obviously, their opener, so they came out with a little extra juice, a little extra, you know, pizzazz in that first period. But speaking of pizzazz, Evgeny Malkin had it from the very beginning. You saw a between the legs opportunity against Charlie Lindgren, the Washington Capitals goaltender, but he wasn't able to score there. Fortunately for the Penguins, he was able to score in the second period when he got an opportunity in front of Lindgren once again, potting his first goal of the season, assist go to Rickard Rakell and Erik Karlsson. Yep, the Swede has his first point as a member of the Pittsburgh Penguins, a secondary assist on the opening goal of the game to Evgeny Malkin. And then the Pittsburgh Penguins power play went to work with two strikes from Sidney Crosby. The first one assisted by Jake Guentzel and Evgeny Malkin, and the second one assisted by Evgeny Malkin and Jake Guentzel. The power play looked much better here in game number two, scoring twice and obviously getting multiple opportunities against Charlie Lindgren. They did not miss on them this time, getting a 3-0 lead going into the third period, which then brought up another question. Well, can they hold on to the lead once again? That's been an issue for the Pittsburgh Penguins last season. Mike Sullivan does not want to talk about last season, though, and it was not in the third period, as the Penguins continue to shut down the Washington Capitals and even add an extra goal. Riley Smith gets his first as a member of the Pittsburgh Penguins, assisted by the man of the hour, the man of the game, Evgeny Malkin, gets his third assist of the game there, fourth point of the game, and the Pittsburgh Penguins, as I said earlier, win this one by a final score of 4-0. It was a solid game for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Special teams came to play. Top six came to play. The bottom six leaves a little bit more to be desired, but that's still working and trying to figure itself out. We might see personnel changes at some point here in the next week or so as they try to figure out that third line, which I thought looked better at points in this game, but still left some things to be desired. You saw Jansen Harkins make a big mistake in the second period that almost let the Capitals back into the game, sending Alex Ovechkin in on a breakaway, but fortunately, Tristan Jarry stood tall in this one, and he was able to stand tall on that breakaway, shutting down the five-hole opportunity for Alex Ovechkin. You saw in the third period, you know, as what usually happens for a younger player that makes a bad mistake that costs the Penguins and gives the other team a grade-A opportunity. Jansen Harkins did miss a few shifts in the third period. You saw Nola Chari playing on the third line a couple of shifts. You saw Jeff Carter playing on the third line a couple of shifts. You saw Lars Eller, I think, take one shift with the third line. So Jansen Harkins, he's going to learn from that. If you make a mistake, he learned early. Mike Sullivan's going to sit you down in the third period. But he did get a couple of shifts out there, and we'll see how he's able to bounce back tonight against the Calgary Flames. But let's get into the three stars of the game. I saw on ESPN that Jake Guentzel was given a star for two assists. He's looked pretty good to start the season, but I'm not going to give him a star in this one. Third star goes to Sidney Crosby. Two power play goals in this one, and he is off to a red-hot start on the 2023-24 season. Three goals already on the season for Sid the Kid. He had 33 all of last season. We'll see if he's able to go out and pass that this year. But the power play, like I mentioned, it looks so much better today. Fluid, smart passes, and they didn't pass on shot opportunities. That's one thing that I noted a couple of different times, where Erik Karlsson, in favor of continuing to pass the puck around the top of the umbrella, he just took a shot on net. I don't think either of them actually got onto the net, which would be the next step, but you know what it did was force the Capitals out of their base penalty killing system, and the Penguins were able to go and retrieve pucks. That was the other thing that was huge in this game. Both on the power play and at 5-on-5, the Penguins were much better with their puck retrieval. They were much better at getting sustained offensive zone pressure than they were against the Chicago Blackhawks, and it paid dividends. You saw on a couple of occasions that the goals, I believe it was the first Malkin goal specifically, was scored after about five or six straight shifts to start the second period, where the Penguins just hemmed the Washington Capitals into the zone. And here's the thing. When that happened, that's what the Penguins are going to be at their best. It wasn't just Malkin's line and Crosby's line going on and off and them keeping the puck in the offensive zone. The third line had a good shift in there. The fourth line had a good shift in there, where maybe they didn't create as many opportunities, but what they were able to do was keep the momentum on the Penguins' side and keep the puck in the Washington Capitals zone. They did that through very solid forechecking by both of the bottom six lines in that second period, and a stellar job at retrieving open pucks and just continuing to keep the puck cycling. That's going to be the biggest difference this year that the Penguins are going to need to see. When the bottom six gets out there, after the top six starts the period off with two stellar shifts, creating opportunities, the bottom six goes out there and continues the pressure, because then once Crosby's line came on, it continued again, and Malkin's line came on, and they net the first goal of the game. You need to continue to build off the momentum, which last year, the third line and the fourth line, they would lose that momentum and play into their own zone and get hemmed into their own zone and let the table be turned. But this game, at least this game, they were able to go out there and continue to build on that momentum. A good job against the Washington Capitals, but it led to the power play opportunities, and that's why Sidney Crosby is our third star of the game for Iceberg Recap number two. Second star of the game, I'm going to give it to Tristan Jarry. Gets his first shutout of the season, his 14th of his career. And while he didn't have a lot of work in this one, he only had to make 19 saves against the Washington Capitals. There were a couple of big opportunities for the Capitals and a couple of moments where the Penguins needed Tristan Jarry to stand tall to get the momentum either continued or to get the momentum to be built in their favor. I thought early on, the Penguins were a little bit sloppy, especially on their zone exits, and Tristan Jarry was able to hold the fort down, was able to keep the puck out of the back of the net, and was able to keep the Penguins at level ground until they got their feet going in this one, until they stemmed the tide of the opening game of the Washington Capitals. So that was huge for Tristan Jarry. And then, of course, I mentioned Harkins turning the puck over to Alex Ovechkin and giving him a breakaway. At the moment, there was about 4 minutes left in the second period. The Penguins were already up 3-0, and I know what you may say is, hey, that would have been one goal. You give it up against Alex Ovechkin on the breakaway. Who's to say anything except for, you know, Jansen Harkins' turnover? But for Tristan Jarry to be able to make that save, we've seen the Penguins and holding leads has not exactly been, you know, hand in hand over the past year, and I know Mike Sullivan doesn't want to talk about it, but to be able to make that save, keep it at 3-0 going into the break, and keep the Washington Capitals frustrated, not giving them any chance of hope late in the second period, that was a huge save by Tristan Jarry, and a save that I think led to the Pittsburgh Penguins being able to play a little bit more confidently in the third period, and to not have to have that concern of, okay, it's now a two-goal game, and the momentum is on the Cap side heading into the second intermission. So a solid job by Tristan Jarry, a good response to what happened on Tuesday with the blown lead, and I think he gets the second star of the game in my eyes. Evgeny Malkin is 100% the first star of this game. When you score 4 points, it's a pretty easy, you know, decision as to who to give the first star to. He was on it from early in this game. I mentioned the between the legs opportunity, not something we see too often from Evgeny Malkin. It actually seemed to make sense to go for that in the moment. He had two Washington Capitals bearing down on him from the other side. He goes against the grain, and Charlie Lindgren made the stop, and I don't think there was ever really a massive opportunity for that puck to go in, but a smart move by Evgeny Malkin. I think he got to the higher percentage of chance of going in, certainly safer for him than trying to drive to the opposite end of the net and probably getting plowed over by multiple Washington Capitals. So a solid play there, and from that point on, Evgeny Malkin was just electrifying. Power play, he made smart decisions, he looked good, and like I mentioned, the power play in general looked good. Fluid, switching, but not switching just to switch, right? Switching with a purpose, switching to get into position, to get shot opportunities, to get scoring opportunities. So a solid second game for the power play, and a great second game for Evgeny Malkin, who finishes with 4 points, one goal, and three assists on him, factoring into every single time the Pittsburgh Penguins lit the lamp.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Before we go, final thoughts here. Riley Smith is going to be very good for this team. This is something I want to get into deeper. I'm excited to see what happens tonight in the second game of a back-to-back, but Smith had a handful of grade-A opportunities in game one of the season, wasn't able to capitalize. Throughout this game, I was thinking, it's going to happen again. He's had so many terrific opportunities. Charlie Lindgren has shut them all down, but finally he breaks through in the third period off a rocket shot. Turnover in the neutral zone. Evgeny Malkin finds him. He has a little bit of space, and Riley Smith does not miss, making it his first goal as a member of the Pittsburgh Penguins. He's looked really good in the first two games for the Pens, and the chemistry between him and Malkin is something that I questioned coming into the season. I thought maybe it's going to take a little bit of time for Riley Smith to get up to speed and to get acclimated with Evgeny Malkin and vice versa. And even Riley Smith said early in training camp, you got to get used to playing with a center that is the caliber of Evgeny Malkin. But as we've seen in the past, Malkin sometimes makes it easy for his line mates, and he did in the third period against the Washington Capitals, setting Riley Smith up with a lot of ice to work with, and Smith does not miss. So the chemistry there has been a positive for the first two games. I think it's going to be something to build off of for this team and something that is going to be a major factor in how far this team is able to go. But that's closing the book on Penguins Capitals round one this year. The Penguins 2-0-1 against the Caps last year, 1-0-0 against the Caps this year. Nice to see them starting to just break away in that rivalry, but we close the book on that because there's game number three on deck for the Pittsburgh Penguins. A quick turnaround as they return to Pittsburgh. They take on the Calgary Flames. We'll be back tomorrow with another Iceberg recap, and then hopefully as the week goes on, I believe they play the Red Wings next after that on Wednesday. We will be on live directly after that game on TNT, Penguins Red Wings, on our YouTube channel at Inside the Penguins. But that's going to do it for this one. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And remember, you can find us anywhere you get your podcast from or here if you're watching the video version on YouTube. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, all that fun stuff. Penguins get the win. Let's see if they can back it up with a second one in back-to-back nights. We'll see you guys next time.